Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
One more time. Just an anthem, a simple anthem. sing your name one more time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We thank Him. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, good morning. We honor you and we bless you this day. And during this time and season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives and over this I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your power, release your love, release your glory. Release your breakthroughs and blessings. During this time, we pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen at another time experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Oh God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, wash, devotion. Anoint this altar of prayers with your glory, with your power. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, We are totally dependent on you. We rededicate this altar prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar prayer be a global altar prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us always magnify the Almighty God, signs, wonders, and miracles. But most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for our most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that the holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 24 says, verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Still, hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye doors, and the King of Glory, the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. I said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. For your word says, in everything give thanks, that it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We almighty God, for your sustaining grace. We thank you for you are always faithful. We thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus did it all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Ghost, who is teaching, who is leading and guiding us in all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. We repent of all our sins, O God. Oh, God, have mercy. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that are against you, that did not glorify your name. Oh, God, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, Holy Ghost, we thank you. For you are here to glorify the name of Jesus, yeah, Christ. You are here to glorify Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher, our friend. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you for releasing your anointing this morning. We thank you for overshadowing us. We thank you for your tangible presence. Oh, Holy Ghost, we cannot do a prayer without you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. Holy Ghost, we need you, we need you, we need you. We are totally and completely dependent on you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you. So, Father, this morning, we thank you, and every morning for the blood, the precious blood of Jesus, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere. We release the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace, the network, this radio service, and over our families. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. We soak our siblings, our brothers and sisters in the blood of Jesus. We soak everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant that is in the blood of Jesus. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, activate the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Activate the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Let it be activated and manifested in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we put on the full armor of God. We thank you. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes. sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Jesus Christ, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor of God on and the armor of light on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, oh God, on ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us according to Zechariah 2:5. And the glory within us, oh God, you make your ministers of flaming fire. We are your ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Make us your flaming fire, light the altar in our hearts. Let us be glory carriers as we move from place to place, from glory to glory. Let the presence of God, be with us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your ministering angels, ministering to us, your holy angels, protecting, guiding, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. We thank you for open heavens. May your glory be revealed in a most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you, and we thank you for souls being saved. Thank you, Lord, even as we are praying. We pray for healing, hallelujah. We pray for restoration, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we surrender to you. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you, O God. Oh, Father God, intervene in Ukraine, O God. Intervene in Ukraine, in every city, every state, O God. Let your glory fall, O God. Let there be light in Ukraine. Let the holy light of God begin to shine, O God. In the name of Jesus, let there be light, O God. Let there be light. Holy light of God, begin to shine in Ukraine in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let there be light, O God. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, move in that nation of Ukraine. Spirit of the living God, move in the nation, in every part of that nation of Ukraine. If there's anything that it may have done, oh God, that causing all this confusion, we pray for mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh God, oh, for the mother and the child, in the vein of the children, in the vein, oh God, hallelujah, in the vein, oh God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. And so, Lord, this morning, as we come almost to the end of the month, all we can say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Never would have made it without you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we adore you, oh God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. For those who are here this morning, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we welcome you. There is a short word for you this morning, but I pray that you will receive this word, that your hearts will be open to have an understanding and the revelation of the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke chapter 14. Luke, going to read starting from verse 1. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. Jesus answered, speak unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they helped us heal him and let him go. And as in them saying, which of you shall have an ass, an oxen, fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? They could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidding, when he marked how they choose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. Lest a more honorable man that thou be bidden of him. And he that bid thee and have come and said to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. Well, but when thou art bidden, go and sit down. When you are invited, when you are bidden to come, sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shall I have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased. And he that humbleth himself, holy on my Sunday, shall be exalted. Yet he said also to them that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the mean, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection. Holy am I, Sunday of the just. And when one of them that sat and meet with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And he said unto him, a certain man had bade many. I hope you're listening. Verse 16, I want you to zero in. And this is Jesus speaking, expecting men. Made a great supper and bade many and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. All with one consent began to make excuse. Hallelujah. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have brought 5 yoke of oxen. Hallelujah. And I go to prove them. I pray thee, me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out quickly. Go up quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Then the Lord said unto the servant, go out, hallelujah, into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house say unto thee, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes of him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, ye and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever doth bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you later he has sufficient to finish it? Lest happen it after he said, laid the foundation and is not able to finish all, that behold, it began to mock him. Say that this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king, should have not thou first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000, or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but lost his savor. Wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is not a fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, for men cast it out. He that hath ears, let him hear. I started with the first voice, and I'm not going to say keep you long. But the Lord had me zero in on verse 16. The Lord gave me this a few days ago, and he told me to come to this point. Monday, we'll continue the teaching on the 7 blood of the cross. But the Lord told me to look at this. He said, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. A certain man. And then this man sent 7, he say, come, for all these things are ready. And they all were workers, and the other body made an excuse. You see, all the excuses being made. When you go down to time to read it, I don't know who is listening. Pray that you heed to the word of God, because the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah. He speaks to our hearts. Hallelujah. There are times when we're almost there. The race is almost finished. And we are almost there. And we have been toiling day and night. But when the mask is ready to release a blessing, and when the master is ready to do some great things, hallelujah, although you've always been there, but this is the time you decide there's so much more that you have to do. And so when Jesus is speaking this parable, he said, then he said, go to the highways, byways. Go gather the people. This is Jesus. This is Jesus from the highways, from the byways, the hedges. Tell them to come. I've invited others. They didn't come. Everybody had an excuse. And then the lean, the poor, the blind, they all came, the first group, the highways and the those in the third group. He said, bring them to my house to be filled. But what happened? Jesus said, none of those men which were bidding shall taste of my supper. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He invites you to come. Oh yes, you've been coming. Yes, like the woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years, you be coming like the woman in the book of Luke who had a hunchback. Yes, you've been coming like the man of 38 years at the pool of Bethesda. But now that Jesus is right there, you decide, no, I'm not going to come. You look for excuses. Jesus prepares a breakfast. Jesus sits right at the seashore. You've been toiling all night, and you caught enough. Hallelujah. And he's calling you. And to cast the net on the other side. Hallelujah. You've been toiling and you caught nothing. You've been going through trials and tribulations and different things, and you call it business as usual. We call it business as usual. Oh, man, it's just going to be the same old thing. And we look for excuses to satisfy our own emotions and our own self. I hope we don't miss the marriage lamp. Always making excuses. Jesus is fixing fish right on the shore, preparing breakfast. Hallelujah. But every time you come, you don't see it. But there's a day that you will prepare if you're consistent and persistent. You will receive And a lot of things in life takes a lot of sacrifice. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you don't come, I'm going to get the lame, blind, all those who come to the supper. And those that come to that supper or come back to that take heed to the invitation without making an excuse, they will be blessed. You cannot walk with the Master for years and yet do not know him. You cannot walk with the Master and almost made it, but you didn't make it because of that one decision. I pray that you will heed to what the Spirit of God is speaking to you this morning. You have missed out. There's a set time. Father, I thank you and I bless you. I thank you for this word. I thank you, Lord, that we are sensitive to the Holy Ghost is doing. I thank you that we heed to his voice and do his will, do the will of the Father. So, Lord, I pray that those that are here, they will heed to your word and listen to what your Spirit is speaking to their spirit. I pray that not only today, but every minute and second, they will be connected in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless each and every one of us in a special way. Lord, I thank you for traveling mercies. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you for the glory of God being activated and manifested. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great and wonderful day. Be blessed. We love you. Thank you for joining us.